This is Interesting People Reading Poetry.
You have a favorite poet, George?
I like Flatman.
A show where artists and changemakers read a favorite poem and talk about what it means to them.
Poetry, beauty, romance, love. These are what we stay alive for.
I'm Brendan Sturmer. Today's show, composer Maria Schneider reads a poem by former U.S. Poet Laureate Ted Kooser. Schneider's most recent album, The Thompson Fields, won the 2016 Grammy for Best Large Ensemble Jazz Album and includes a musical setting of the poem that she selected for today's show. Later on, we'll check the Haiku Hotline for your poems about early morning, curated this week by Zaina Hashim Beck.
I'm Maria Schneider, and I'm a composer. So this poem is from Winter Morning Walks, 100 Postcards to Jim Harrison. Walking by flashlight at 6 in the morning, my circle of light on the gravel swinging side to side. Coyote, raccoon, field mouse, sparrow, each watching from darkness, this man with the moon on a leash. It's beautiful poetry to write music to. I found that in picking poetry for music, a lot of poems just didn't work for me as language to be sung and to put words to. But because, yeah, Ted writes in a very unaffected way. You know, it's regular words. It's not some kind of lofty, sort of abstruse kind of thing. That to me, the meaning is pretty direct. I just wrote to Ted a few days ago when I was on the plane and he had sent me a little collection of poems, new poems called At Home, and I was reading them and they were so beautiful. And it took me back to nursery school in Windom, Minnesota. There was a nursery school called Busy Bee, and I went there every Wednesday, and the teacher's name was Mrs. Celine, and I loved her. And she one day did an exercise with us. She gave us each this old cotton string and had us sit there. And we sat, you know, cross-legged, kind of in the dirt. It was grass, but not really grass. You know, it was next to a church parking lot. And kind of, so we're sitting there with this string in a circle, each in front of us. And all of us were a few feet apart. And then she had us each just observe what was happening inside of our circle. And all of a sudden, one kid just screamed because he saw like a centipede or something, you know, oh, look at all the legs. And then she explained how, you know, for instance, I don't remember all the details, but that the centipede has 100 legs and it's like, oh, you know, so everybody runs over and looks. And then all of a sudden, everybody's eyes were glued to their circle. And I remember mine had an anthill. And I was watching this ant crawl actually over the string with like this old carcass with a big wing on it. And it's like, oh, it's dragging something really big. And then she explained to us about ants. And it is this idea that in the mundane and in the simple, in the seemingly nothing, there is a world. Walking by flashlight at 6 in the morning, my circle of light on the gravel swinging side to side. Coyote, raccoon, field mouse, sparrow, each watching from darkness this man with the moon on a leash.
Walking by Flashlight by Ted Kooser appears in his book Winter Morning Walks, published by Carnegie Mellon. You can find a link to the book at interestingpeoplereadingpoetry.com/bookshelf. The music in today's interview is Maria Schneider's instrumental setting of Kuzer's poem. You can find a link to Schneider's Grammy Award-winning album, The Thompson Fields, at interestingpeoplereadingpoetry.com.
You've reached the Haiku Hotline by Interesting People Reading Poetry.
Welcome to the Haiku Hotline, the part of our show where we play a selection of short original poems from our voicemail inbox. The theme for the hotline this week is Early Morning, and our curator is Zaina Hashimbek. Zaina is the winner of the 2016 May Sarton New Hampshire Poetry Prize for her second full-length collection, Louder Than Hearts.
Please leave a poem after the beep.
Feral cat, Mark Stoop. Songbirds, serenading spring. Trap, set with salmon.
Good coffee tastes bad. Never dripping fast enough. Grad school morning grind.
Beneath my window, three orphaned fawns form a ring beside my poor walls.
Thanks to everyone who called in last week. To submit a poem for next week's show, text or call 612-440-0643 and read your poem after the beep. The theme for the hotline next week is flashback, and our curator is Chen Chen. Interesting People Reading Poetry is an independent podcast, co-created by me and my brother Andy Sturmer, who also composes music for the show. We don't play ads or ask for donations. All we ask is that you support the artists that you discover on this show. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and find us on Instagram and Twitter at Haiku Hotline. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.
This podcast is made possible by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board, thanks to a legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.